if you are out and about today, you should head on down to the Sydney Observatory at 1 p.m. because a massive 24-hour citizens' choir is happening. It's all part of This Is A Voice exhibition from the Museum of Applied Arts and Sciences. And joining you on the line to tell you more is artist and composer Julian Day. Good morning, Julian.
Good morning.
So this is part of massive exhibition at the Powerhouse Museum, This Is A Voice. How did this all come together?
Well, the exhibition has, this is a second iteration actually. It was at the Wellcome Collection in London a couple of years back, and now it's having its Australian iteration with a lot of local artists, among them Kusum Normoyle, Agatha Goetz-Snape, Christian Thompson, Lawrence English, and myself, Julian Day. Mm-hmm. It's just a really interesting compendium of different approaches to the human voice through medical objects, through historic works, and through a bunch of contemporary pieces. And what I've contributed is this performance, which is happening today and tomorrow.
Yeah. So what is Supercritical Mass and how did they get involved in the project?
So Supercritical Mass is a project that I co-direct. We've been running about a decade or so. And basically, it's a way for people to come together in different public locations and use sound as a way to not only understand our social connection, but also our relationship to space and different locations. So it all began with a large-scale performance at Carriage Works back in 2008, which was about 80 flutes all swirling through the building and really enjoying that really lush reverberance.
Wow.
And since then, we've worked in really diverse locations. We've had a brass army around the lake of Central Park in New York. We've flooded Manchester Cathedral with voices. We've done kind of rogue events in like Martin Place, Hyde Park, even Mitchell Library at the State Library. Always using the one kind of sound source, whether it's musical, like a flute, whether it's the maybe everyday objects. So kicking bowls around actually creates a really amazing sound, a kind of bowl orchestra. Mm-hmm. And in this case, human voice, which is a very elemental way to understand sound and our personal connections.
Yeah, so this one, it's human voice. So how will you direct this 24-hour choir?
Yeah, my heart rate's starting to go up as I fully realise just what I've got myself into. So it's a very simple process, actually. You don't need to do much collectively to create quite a rich vocal sound. Basically, when people come along, they learn three or four very simple instructions. They step inside the rotunda, which is this octagonal sheltered space just on the north side of Sydney Observatory, up on the hill, overlooking the harbour and North Sydney and Lavender Bay. And you join the choir as it is at that point, and you contribute your own very simple sounds, like long notes. You harmonize with others, you harmonize against them. And just over time, the harmony actually shifts and changes, reflecting how community is shifting and changing at that one moment.
So basically, if someone slightly changes the tone, most people will go along with it?
Basically, yes. You either pitch in with someone else, or you throw in a new note, or try and go against them in some way. And you also move every so often into a different position. So you're always getting an ever-changing configuration of the people. And basically, then what you're hearing over the course of time that you're there, let's say you're there for half an hour or an hour, you'll hear that sound really quite radically change as different people ebb and flow. So it's kind of, as I say, a harmonic study into community.
Yeah. Now, this is happening at the Sydney Observatory in the Rotunda, as you mentioned. How does sound reverb off that?
Well, in two ways. There's actually a really steep-pitched ceiling on top of the rotunda, which creates quite a rich resonance when you're in there. It's quite marked. When you walk through the park, walk up the steps and step inside, your voice actually resonates really well. It's like being in a big bathroom. But the other thing about that, so that bounces and ricochets off the ceiling to some extent, but because on all sides it's actually open, you're also getting the sounds of the city. You're getting a 360-degree panoramic oral understanding of the city. So you're also not only tuning in with the people with you, but you're also tuning in against the traffic thrumming its way towards North Sydney. You're hearing the sound of ferries and their occasional horns. Mm-hmm. You're hearing birds towards the latter part of the day as they rest in the tree. And people just enjoying the park. It's a pretty active park. There's no doubt going to be several weddings going on. In fact, I can see some wedding photography right now. So it's, It's just a very unique way to understand the sound of our city, I guess.
Yeah. Does wind play any role in this? Because that bend can get quite windy up there.
It can. It's not predicted to be particularly windy this weekend. In fact, it's the perfect time of year. We're sort of, you know, the first weekend of spring. And I'm standing here right now and I'm in a T-shirt. It's actually a lovely day. It can get a bit windy on the hill, but not so much in that rotunda. For some reason, I think the trees really break it. So we're quite sheltered. But I guess what the wind does do is it actually brings in those other sounds, the porous nature of the city. And particularly, I was here last night at about 11 o'clock just listening and doing a bit of solo singing. And it's really quite remarkable how much you can absorb through, I guess, the travelling nature of sound in and around you.
Now, 24 hours, how will you sustain these vocal harmonies overnight?
Well, we've actually had quite a bit of interest for some of the more bizarre times of the night. We have quite a few people seem to have signed up for 1 a.m. for some reason. But I think, you know, as we know, Sydney tends to close at about 1 a.m. So maybe that's why. Some people are actually choosing to catch the last train up from Wollongong, walk up the hill from Circular Quay, and then get back home on the first train. So they're kind of carrying it through the night. The piece actually works for even just a handful of people. It's actually quite charming hearing yourself in a duet or a trio with others, particularly, as I say, against the bed of the ambience of the city. But the rotunda can fit up to 20 or 30 people in it at any one time. So part of it is the ebb and flow, where sometimes it's me, you, and two other people. At other times, it's quite a full-throated community choir all going off at once.
So do you have to sign up or can anyone join?
Anyone can join. That's the beauty of the project. And it's something that's always driven me with this project. I'm classically trained and I've always been indoctrinated into the idea of the orchestra as being one of the big things that you do as a composer. But let's face it, they can be pretty exclusive. And so what I wanted to do was to try and open up the idea of an orchestra to let anyone join. So we're not only in a very porous oral location here, but we're also trying to create a very porous community structure. And so really, you don't need any particular vocal training. You simply come in and you let your natural voice guide you. And there's absolutely no right or wrong with this. There are three or four parameters that you keep in mind, a few instructions. But besides that, it's what people bring to the choir is what generates the energy and the actual content. So, yeah, it's really just rock up when you choose to. Pick your favorite time of day. Come a bit later and see how it's shifted. Come again in the morning and see how it's changed yet again with a different bunch of people.
I mean, you are in the heart of the city, so I'm like wondering if any like late night revelers were like, "Ooh, what's this sound? Come and join."
Well, it was getting a little raucous in the park last night as I was doing my solo singing. There's quite a few people actually who kind of come up and take in the view, either to do some photography or they're a little romantic or they're just a bunch of people having a small get together. So I think it's going to blur in with those sounds and those little micro communities as well. And who knows, maybe they'll come up and learn the instructions and join us too.
Sounds like a fantastic project. All the best today, Julian. But thank you so much for talking to us today on So Hot Right Now.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.